humanity has a fairly limited window to solve this problem. After working on this documentary, are you hopeful we can do it?
I think we can definitely do it from an innovation standpoint. The problem is that we are unlikely to act until it's too late. So, yeah, it's literally a form of suicide that you could make a case humanity is committing by being inactive, not proactive on this issue.
There are several ways to slow climate change described in the film. There's carbon sequestration and tidal turbines. Which do you think of these methods holds the most promise?
None of them really are going to solve the whole thing by themselves. The closest thing are ocean-based solutions, so something like kelp farming, which is a much easier one to set up. If you were to do about 9% of U.S. territorial waters with kelp farms, you would sequester 40% of emissions, which is pretty crazy. The other one is marine snow, and that is a more complicated solution because it involves using a certain amount of iron in the oceans, which no environmental organization at this point supports, as it is a form of geoengineering. But as the guy in the movie says, we've been geoengineering the oceans since we started burning all the carbon. So we may need to use some bioengineering to reverse the problems in the oceans, to deacidify the oceans. If you were to put about 100 square miles of that, it's also about 40 to 50% of emissions. So between those two solutions fully implemented, you could almost draw down 100% of yearly emissions in the world.
The scientists in the film present a pretty airtight case that human activity is changing the climate, yet people still deny it. How is that still the case in your mind?
You can choose not to believe, all right? I'll give them that. But I think they have to admit that heating is happening. You know, they're usually going to say it's natural causes and it's happened before. But let's say that we look at what's happened before. What's happened before during the end Permian extinction is that the temperatures rose to 6-7 degrees. And at that point, it was already pretty much an extinction level event. So let's say that we look at history and this has happened before and it's happening now. Well, we're dead. So we need to do something about it. I don't even care anymore if you believe in human caused global warming or not. Let's just face the reality that it's actually warming and let's figure out what we're going to do about it.
Haroon, congratulations on the new film and thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice talking to you.